Next patient is Sherwood Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. First name, S-H-E-R-W-O-O-D. 85-year-old white male with a history of CKD stage 4. The patient has cardiorenal syndrome, and he is extremely volume contracted. This is a problem that we have been dealing with for some time. The osmolarity that is calculated is 306 with a sodium of 140. The potassium is 3.1, the CO2 is 34, and the chloride is 87. The creatinine is up to 2.57, and the BUN is up to 85. The BUN creatinine ratio is elevated. We are going to use the metolazone 4 days a week. He says that he's taking 2.5 milligrams, and I encourage him to follow the fluid restriction the days that he's off metolazone, and we are going to monitor the kidney function. Following number, the patient is hypokalemic. This is related to the diuretic effect of furosemide and metolazone. We are going to increase the potassium supplementation to chlorcon 20 milligrams 3 times a day. Following number, hyperuricemia that is related to volume contraction. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The triglycerides are slightly elevated, otherwise the cholesterol is okay. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient continues to be 201 pounds, the blood pressure 124 over 60. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 3 months. I have to point out that the anemia is getting better with the current iron administration period. The hemoglobin went up to 12.5, and I understand that their saturation of iron is low. However, the patient has significant constipation associated to the oral iron. The patient is feeling well. He is not in any type of distress. He has aches and pains. Period. We're going to order the laboratory workup as mentioned before. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and in the face-to-face discussing the lab and the prurigo nodosotemia and the loss in kidney function. We spent more than 25 minutes with this patient, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.